Saturday with Ted on In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010.
Let me throw a name of a company at you and see if you can guess what they manufacture. Nutritional High. Nutritional High.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti, right?
Nope.
Not spaghetti?
Nope. They are focused on developing, acquiring, and designing products and brands in the marijuana-infused edible products and oil extract sector for medical and adult recreational use. The CEO of Nutritional High is David Posner. He joins me on the line. You know, David, there was a time when people would sort of giggle when you said, oh, you're going to talk to some guy who grows pot. But this is an industry that is growing in leaps and bounds, both for medicinal purposes and recreational purposes. As we have seen in the United States, with some 5 states now legalizing marijuana, and probably another 10 or 15 the next time an election rolls by next year.
Yes, it's happening very quickly in the U.S. And what they're seeing in the U.S. is the benefits of it. The tax revenue side of it, real estate values are going up in these areas, there's more jobs. So you're seeing what once started as a Democratic push is now being really accepted by the Republican Party.
It's interesting, and many people believe that the reason that they've seen, and we will see more states legalizing marijuana, is because of the financial potential. I don't remember what Colorado made in their first year, but I believe it's something like $95 million that the state made.
Yeah, and many counties in Colorado at first did not open up their counties, so even though it was legal in the state of Colorado, certain counties held back. And now they're all, almost every county is jumping on board now. Yeah. So you're going to see the tax revenues increase even more in Colorado.
So talk to me about your company. How did it all come to be?
Well, we really started focusing on the whole industry, and this started back about a year and a half ago. What we saw in the industry was there was really a shortage of edible products. January 1st, 2014, Colorado went recreational or adult use. And within 3 days, all the edibles in the state were sold out. So we found this was the place to be. So our company, what we focus on, is making marijuana edibles. And we're the first company in the U.S. that's making these products on an candy line. So before, previously, people were baking them, and they were making Rice Krispie treats and brownies. And some people were making chocolates, but we're the first people to take it to the...
Because there's a lot of people who don't want to inhale this and inhale the product, understandably so. So they purchase infused products. One of the problems, at least initially, with infused products was it was difficult to understand how much potency there was in one cookie compared to the next cookie. But you've worked around that.
Yeah, and this is, you know, the way we set it up on the automated candy line, what it allows is for the infusion to be done in a nice manner, so you really know what's in the product. So the consistency is the most important. People, when they try a product, want to have the same feel every single time.
Mm. Are most of the people that you're selling, because you're selling your product in Oregon, right?
No, previously not in Oregon. In Colorado.
In Colorado, just, I should say, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Colorado, we're just completing a deal in New Mexico, and now we're looking at a whole variety of other states. We're looking to acquire companies, but we're also looking, we're looking for licenses in different states. So, you know, as a state opens up, we're going forward and applying for the licenses. Mm-hmm. We also have a license in Illinois.
And that's for medicinal right now.
That's for medicinal.
That's not.
And the program's just rolling out right now, so the facilities are just starting to be built.
And obviously, you're a Toronto-based company.
Correct.
So you're keeping your eye on the laws of the land here. Do you see much change happening? And if so, at what pace? Because it seems to me that the Conservative government are about the furthest away from wanting to legalize this for recreational purposes.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to happen on a recreational basis. What we're finding is in the state of Colorado, 50% of the products that are being sold right now are extracts and edibles. And we believe the number would be even higher if there were a greater variety of brands and access to the product. So not only are there marijuana chocolates like we make and marijuana hard candies and gummies, but many other companies are coming out with marijuana drinks, patches, and it's really evolving.
There's a concern that these candies would these treats, as it were, may fall into the wrong hands. That a little kid, a 6-year-old kid, will look and see, well, it's just a cookie. A cookie's a cookie, and start biting into it. Whereas they're not likely to light up a joint, as it were.
Yeah, this is true, and it really comes down to the packaging. And we've just focused on having the highest standards of child-proof packaging, and being able to indicate on the candies themselves, that it is medicinal. Mm-hmm. So, but it really comes down to the packaging.
Right. Are you selling medical marijuana anywhere in Canada at this point?
No, we're not. And going back to your question, we really do feel there will be a change in the next little while. And what we're trying to do is establish real brand presence in the United States. And when it does open up in Canada, and it may happen sooner than you think. For the reason that, people really do feel a lot more comfortable eating the product than they do, smoking it. So regardless if it goes, be a change in the next little while for the use of edibles and extracts in the marketplace.
What are the products that are working best for you, that are the most popular?
Well, what we're finding, we're just building out our facility in Colorado. In New Mexico, people really do enjoy chocolates. There's also cannapils that they really enjoy. So it's a pill with marijuana oil extract in it. There's just an ease to using the product.
Mm-hmm. And when did you begin this? Officially open your company?
We officially opened our company. It was around a year ago now. It was around a year. Public. We went public end of March. So our stock is getting a lot of interest. We're trading under the symbol NHL and on the Canadian Securities Exchange. Mm-hmm. And there's really a lot of interest on the stock side, and people are kind of looking at, what's the next state we're going to be going into, what's our next product lines we're going to be coming out with. So we do have a variety of products. We have a chef consultant who's a Cordon Bleu chef. And she worked as well for General Mills. So she's really taken the product from the baking stage to the manufacturing line. And mm-hmm. we have a whole variety of different recipes. What we're focused on are products that have a 4 to 6 month shelf life. So it allows the retailer and themselves to stock the product and then, have time for the patient to buy it, and they don't have to eat it right away. Where before with brownies and cookies and Rice Krispie treats, there was a big problem because by the time it went to the retailer and then went to the patient, it more or less had no more shelf life left, so it was going bad. So this is a big focus of our company.
And your stock sells for what? For how much?
Our stock's trading around 8 cents now. And we're in the range of a $10 million market cap. So, it's really at the beginning stages. We feel, we feel there's, big upside for the investors. We're working really hard at the company. And really with our focus, we're really focusing, and our goal is to be in 6-7 different states by the end of the year, and really to kind of evolve our SKUs and our product lines and, keep moving forward. So we really think there's great upside for the investor. We will see in time, but we're very, very positive about it.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for taking some time to chat with us this afternoon.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
David Posner is the CEO of Nutritional High. They trade on the stock exchange, the Canada Securities Exchange, under the symbol NHL. Isn't it ironic? 241 at News Talk 1010.